This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed the first round of the NFL draft. We'll get to more of that here in a sec. We were getting texts in the group chat during the draft about Pistons-Knicks.
Oh, one text.
I was bothered by it. I was watching the draft. Sip's giving me and Bill intel on the game. I'm like, it's not even close to my TV right now.
I think I kind of started it. I'm not trying to brag, but I kind of started it. Yeah.
I misread
the text.
I wasn't
sure. Then. Were you serious or were you joking around?
Well, yeah, cause it was like they were down three, and I'm like,
take that, as you would say.
Well, here's the deal. I misread the thing because I thought that was you who said that. The fact that Bill said that stuns me right now.
Yeah, I did. I started it
off. But you're okay with that.
Like a minute and a half to go to the game.
I didn't expect it from him.
And I'm like, minute and a half to go to the game. They're down three. It's in Detroit.
You were watching a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It was super. Hey, Jake. Can I say this?
Please do.
I'm a better man for having watched that game.
Oh, was that right?
Yes. It was a great
game. Is Bill Bush a better man?
That wouldn't take a lot to make you a better man. It wouldn't take much, really.
Not sure how to take that. Is Bill a better man
for watching that game, too?
I am sure how to take that. Yeah. No, it's a great game.
Take it for what it's worth.
Take that one for what it's worth. It was a great game. The Knicks.
Very odd ending. Odd ending there.
It was. How do you know?
Well, I didn't watch it. I was listening on the radio this morning on the way in. They were describing how it ended.
It was odd. But it was still just what I thought it would. We're not going to talk about this. The draft was last night. I get it.
I was surprised by the group chat. It went Pistons-Knicks for a second.
Just for a second. I went to the draft.
Took a little turn.
It did.
The thing about the draft is you can get caught up fast.
Yes.
You can join it. That is true.
You don't have to watch it live to know what's happening.
I joined it just in time to see that Texas A&M D-end give Goodell like the most obnoxious hug I've ever seen. Like, lifted him.
We called the hugs out.
Yeah, we did. Oh, yeah.
And I got so focused on it that I would get anxious seeing the hug come. And I just couldn't imagine waking up being Goodell like that, and you're just in Green Bay.
He's sore today.
And you're just having some orange juice. So what are you going to do today? I'm going to get hugged by about 18 guys today that I don't know.
Yeah.
They're really strong.
As if they're
my wife or son.
Exactly. As if it's my daughter just got married.
Yeah.
It's that type of hug.
And she's 6'5", 260. 70,
yes.
My daughter just happens to be the size of a DN.
Exact same
with
feeling.
Hands as big as them.
Small dogs. Hands the size of small dogs. Yeah.
There is one particular player that I thought was going to take Goodell down last night. It was a guard from Alabama. Tyler Booker got drafted, I think, to the Cowboys. You should have seen this guy. This is a big boy. He was sprinting through the green room all the way to the stage, like just giddy as I've ever seen a pick ever.
He made quite a rush down the.
He did. Because
it's kind of a maze.
It's weird. It's a maze.
It's a maze, and he ran down, and it did. It was like that was excitement.
Players are excited. I've never seen a player so excited to be drafted than Tyler Booker last night, guard from Bama. And he gave the biggest bear hug. I think he picked Goodell up for a second. I think there was maybe a moment that Goodell was in the air with Tyler Booker.
Well, I think that A&M defensive end did the same thing. It was ridiculous. That was the first one I saw. I think his name is, I don't know.
I text myself 20 times during the draft with notable things. I'll try to get to a couple of these here. Yes, there was.
Did you do that last year? You had a great bit.
No, my bit was from the Super Bowl.
That was the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
That was great.
One of the better things you've ever done.
I like that
in your existence.
Thanks, Steve.
In your amazing existence.
anything for idle chit chat for you guys off the bat?
This is idle chit chat.
It is. Yeah. We'll get to the draft here shortly. More details of that.
Well, I know this one. Drought's over.
Is it over?
Drought's over.
We
got hammered. We had some slow rain and then a downpour and then a slow rain again. So it was moisture aplenty.
I was trapped in the monsoon yesterday.
Where did you get trapped at?
Well, I was picking up Scotland from daycare about 4:05 p.m. And when I went into daycare, no rain. Took me 3 minutes to get her and grab her. And by the time I went outside, it was an absolute monsoon. So we got drenched, and it was very hard to see for 20 minutes of rain driving home.
I was Scotland with all that.
She didn't like it. Would you like walking outside and just getting water dumped on? It's not a bath.
She didn't like it.
You're not expecting a bath here when you walk outside.
I don't got it.
It's a monsoon, though.
All I did was work yesterday and then watch games and the draft and or the draft. I did watch the draft, by the way.
I tell you what was interesting also. The first, 10 picks, they would draft someone, then literally 60 seconds later, the next pick was in.
Pick is in.
Pick is already in. The pick was in.
Really?
And I'm like going, man, they are clipping through some stuff. Then at the end, it was like, just end it. Just end it. It was like,
the whole thing?
Yeah, I did. I stayed for the whole, I don't know why.
I missed the last three picks.
But it was like, just end this thing. But it went from just speedballing to it really slowed down.
The guy I saw pick up Goodell was Shamir Stewart.
From A&M, yep.
Good job, Jake. Edge guy. I thought it was semi-interesting TV. Of course, we'll talk about Shadur. Shadur not going. And what was the guy in his party with the big hat on?
That's number two. The giant hat was Shadur. That was incredible.
Who was that guy?
There's two things about the giant hat. There's two things. I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And then the next second, I think it's the most remarkable thing I've ever seen.
I'm sticking There's with both, dumb.
They're both. But all of a sudden, giant, yeah. And also,
it's
also
a huge
with
baseball hat.
It was almost like somebody was streaming live from Shadur's camp, but they could only have one little angle. They were like in the kitchen.
Yeah.
They were off to the side, and they could kind of see one little angle. But the guy they kept showing was the guy in the giant hat.
Shadur's ear.
Yeah,
for about an hour.
It was three people they would show Shadur. Then they would, and then Prime, and then it was the guy in the giant hat.
Somebody had to text Shadur and say, "Well, who's the little dude? Who's the?" And he was a little dude. He was a little dude
in a big hat.
Yeah, and I think he was trying to keep, maybe trying to add humor to the.
I don't know what he was doing.
But yeah, he was a little guy with an oversized cap like the one we had. We had one in here like that. Remember, Jake?
We had a couple big hats in this studio.
Yeah, Shadur's party was not much of a party last night.
No, pretty somber today, actually.
Yeah.
Didn't get drafted.
No. Other than that, idle chit-chat, I had nothing interesting yesterday.
Not a single thing.
I'd say not. No. It was a rushed, I was pretty rushed all day. And then when it stopped, I started watching basketball. And you made fun of me for it. It was a great game. It was the best one I've seen so far, Knicks Pistons. I didn't watch a game after that. I watched the draft. So I don't know what happened in the late game. I know that I think that Memphis blew a 29-point lead. Ja got hurt and Oklahoma City won.
That sounds right. Yeah, they were up 28 points and lost. 114-108 Thunder, trailing by 28 points in that game. Seriously. Come back and win 3-0 now on the Grizzlies. Clippers dominate the Nuggets, 117-83 in the nightcap to win, to go up 2-1 in that series.
Jeez.
117-83. Yikes.
Yeah. So there you go. I got
update on the NBA playoffs.
We can do the roll call.
We can. I have nothing else for idle chits yet. Nothing. Same thing. Worked all day. Nothing really compelling at all.
It's just, you know, it just gets that way sometimes.
Bill, are you going to go morel mushroom hunting at all today? Is that this weekend?
Today, I don't know if it's going to happen today for sure, but it will take place this weekend.
Okay.
We kind of hit a little bit of a juggernaut here with this rain at the right. at the exact right time.
Oh.
So you're going this weekend for sure?
For sure. Yes,
where do you go?
Be somehow like that. I can't release that, Steve.
That's
crazy.
Bad question.
Now, remind me, Bill, was it last year that your nephew had to carry you across the stream?
Was it two years ago.
Two years ago.
He didn't carry me. He didn't, like, pick me up.
He had you on
his back.
Yes.
But this is during the hunting.
But he did get me across the creek. Yes, I was not in waterproof.
He didn't carry you. How did it happen?
He didn't carry me. He did escorted me
across.
Yes. He escorted you?
Yes, he got me across the raging river. Like that.
During mushroom hunting.
During mushroom hunting.
Yep. Do you have some boots or something for this?
I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mindel. Don't even get me started.
Okay, Mindel. Yeah, you have your Mindel. But you don't have to wear like big like hip waders, anything like that.
No, there's no hip waders on. No, but there. Sometimes you have to cross some water.
That's why I asked.
Some things that does come up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there was a, yeah, but.
Some water. I wonder what water that would be.
That's just a creek. This is just a creek along the
Platte River. Along the Platte.
Yeah, I was over in the Platte River area close to
where?
Omaha.
He's trying to be. He's Geraldo Rivera over there. He's trying to get the answer.
Yeah, we're opening up the tomb.
So you're over in the Plattsmouth area, perhaps?
Kind of in that area.
Mouth of the Platte?
Yes.
I know the area. Okay.
So we look forward to a hopefully report from how the hunt goes this weekend, Bill, on Monday.
Jake, I wanted to bring one thing
before the roll call.
Kenneth Grant got drafted by the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
And I know that didn't sit well with you. That was not your choice. But it was one of the better ones because he was at his house and it was like it was a bad internet service.
Yep.
The video, you couldn't hardly tell what it was. It wasn't set up well. And it was streamed in. And it was pixelating and cutting out and stuff. And Jake at this time was very, he was distraught.
I was doing well.
He said he was going to start quilting, he said.
From noon to 6:30 p.m. on Sundays in the fall specifically.
Yes.
Quilting.
Yeah. Kenneth Grant might be great. He might be a great player. He's a big dude from Michigan, 340 pounds. He's got some speed for that size.
Jeez.
There's concerns, can he be a three-down player? I mean, do you draft that in the first round? I don't know. But what I thought was just really cringy. You guys know, again, I was a fan of Mike McDaniel after year one. You guys were not, and you guys have turned out to be correct on that.
What happened?
The Dolphins put out a video on their Twitter account that's about a minute and a half long that it was completely cringe. Not one second of that was like, that's cool.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, it had Chris Greer, the GM, who my thoughts on Chris Greer. Really,
we're very strong.
Really not a fan of Chris Greer. Then Mike McDaniel doing his typical stammering and stuttering, that.
He does that,
And then Stephen Ross, the owner, calls Kenneth Grant baby twice. Can't wait to see you here, baby. Looking forward to having another Michigan man in the building, baby. Dead serious.
Yeah.
We'll watch it during the break. Yeah. It's 90 seconds of just cringe pain that I'm like, why would you post this? And why would you be like this at any time?
There's nothing of those
three that makes you want to go to Miami.
Why would you be like this?
Stephen Ross called him baby twice.
I couldn't pull off baby. I couldn't pull off. If I was talking to somebody
the guy at the White House. Look, guess what I met, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pulled it off.
That's what it sounded like. That kind of tone.
So, Steve,
That was Bags, and he pulled it off. It was incredible. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not at the level of Bags. He did something that was the most remarkable thing I've ever seen in the Oval Office, which was incredible.
And he called a woman baby.
I don't know, but just
was it a woman?
I don't know. It's just not going to believe where I'm at, baby.
Oh, so it could have been.
I still wish we could have seen a video of that. I see it in my head, but I wish I could see in the actual moment. Bags. By the way, the guy with the big hat I'm seeing from everybody on YouTube and the text line, his name is Gilly the King. He's a podcast host worth millions of dollars.
Well, that changes things.
Gilly the King.
He's worth millions of dollars.
I just can't. I have a hard time. I really do. I have a hard time thinking that they're down in Dallas, right? Is where they were.
I believe so.
I just have a hard time thinking at that time that Coach Prime was like, I'm glad you wore the hat. I'm glad you wore the
Gilly.
Hat. That's going to.
I guess it means more to me that it's Gilly the King.
It makes sure it's done.
That all makes sense.
I have several notes, but I love that one. Also, I loved when they went to Loveland, the tight end. I think they were in Idaho.
Yes,
with
you're right.
Two giant elk heads. Giant elk heads on the. I was like, all right, get down.
Yes,
it's pretty funny.
In the lodge.
In one of them, there was a kid on a couch just laying back that wanted it over. He was like, I don't know if he's a brother or he's like 20 something, and he laid his head back.
When they don't get the timing right, which they didn't get with Tyler Warren, the family's basically asleep. They're kind of just all sitting there and knowing that it wasn't like the explosion thing for me. And it was good. Just go back and watch the Tyler Warren part of it. That was incredible too. There was people that were just kind of like asleep at the wheel, and they just showed up. Even my wife goes, they didn't seem very excited. I go, they didn't get the timing right of when the announcement was made.
Went to the Colts.
There was also, I forget who, I think it was a top 10 pick. I forget who it was, but there is a big guy. And he's sitting on his couch with his either wife or girlfriend. And she has a baby with her, sitting right next to him. And the baby is clearly asleep. And when he gets drafted, she almost drops the kid. Oh, she almost dropped the baby. The baby gets startled, starts crying on the screen. And at the end of the thing, it spits up. The baby spits up.
Oh, I didn't see that.
On the video, the baby spit up on the ground, sitting right next to the big man. The mom's like, the guy had a baby here for a second, and the baby was asleep.
You know what else I thought about during this as it was going is freaking Mel Kiper. I think he's awesome.
He's incredible.
I think he's just – I love the fact that when he started this thing, everyone just crushed him, the owners and GMs. Who's this guy? Mel
Kiper. With the hair.
What a joke. You know, embarrassing. Well, all those guys have been retired or done for about 30 years.
Yeah. Here's
Mel Kiper is still sitting
standing.
He's still sitting at the main desk on draft day. And
he's good.
And I just absolutely love it. Maybe we can get the audio sometime. The audio is the best when he was talking to Todd McShay that time. He goes, Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. But just Mel Kiper, and I don't care what the guy's been around for like 40 years. He was such a part of the success of the draft. He was. I just absolutely love him.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Free quote within 24 hours at Newton's Lawn Care. What else do we do on a Friday, gentlemen? To start off the show,
the roll call.
Yes,
the call, roll call,
the call.
Texas 402-464-5685. Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want to guide today?
I saw the box seats last night, Jacob, in the front of the draft. Here's what I want the Breakers to think about. You get invited to go to the draft to sit in those box seats right up in front of Goodell, and you have a full service. You have a waiter, waitress, everything you possibly want, and you can only take one of the stool. Who do you taking with you?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
You get invited to it. You get to take one person with you. Are you taking Jake? Are you taking Steve Sipple? Are you taking myself?
Oh, God. Who's are we doing that?
Who's the one person? Because I know who my one person would be. Oh. It'd be Jake. He'd be
so we're going to pit the stool against each other today?
Yes, I want to know who they would take.
That's great.
Yes, that's what, yes. I want to see which one wonderful. would I would take. Who would you rather have there than Jake Sorensen? Right? Boo! Oh,
all
yes.
Right, here we go.
This is a great one.
Yeah, yeah.
Vincent Knapp at age 52 didn't have a person you'd take.
Yeah, you don't have to pick anybody. Maybe we can. Jeez. It's cringy.
Travis in Panama City Beach taking Sip to the draft.
Oh, that's
amazing. There you go.
He's age 55, by the way. Tim in Dallas taking Bill. Big Bird in Columbus taking Bill. Third Stone from Beatrice is taking me. I'm sitting in the draft with
I'm taking Jake every time. Jake would be my favorite pick. It'd be the excitement he would have at that event would be unreal.
Let's see. Eric and Hickman says he's taking Bill. Greg in Fishers, Indiana, taking Sip. Thinks it'd be fun.
Keep going. let's get this going.
Tony is in Bogota, Colombia. He's taking me because I'm going to drink with him.
That'd be fun.
I'm going to drink with him at the draft.
Oh, let's just keep being as nice as we can, Steve. You're a blast. I didn't know we had the mood today. Now we know we have the mood.
Just like pit everybody against
each
other.
That's fine like
cool.
That. Well, you always come up with all these extra ideas. Why don't you do it every time?
Doug says this. He's taking all three of us. He can't just take one.
There you go.
Take the whole stool. Can you take the whole stool? Possible. Blake and Niobrara.
Louder
and Muscatine. I'm just going to say this guy's name. Pete in Chattanooga, age 73, is listening right now. We've got Rod in Lincoln. Is that Planet Fitness working out?
Nice.
He's working out right now. We got
Which one?
I don't know. Miles is with us. He's in Springfield, Missouri. Ben in Canby, Oregon, age 31. He jumped out of a plane last week, by the way.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
He went skydiving, apparently. We got Stan and Bennett with us, age 69. Kevin in Centennial, Colorado, age 49. Chris on I-80, age 28. Will in Fullerton, age 42 from Applied Connective. Bob and Martell, age 62. Lou in Orlando, age 80, chiming in. That's our, I think, our oldest texter we have on the show.
Lou
is 80 years old. East Lincoln West with us. We got Bearded Ben, Matt with us also. Sean in Omaha, Leroy, Brad. And we have two Muscatine, Iowa listeners.
Oh,
Eastern
nice.
Iowa.
Nice.
Loudon and Brad are chiming in. Lyle in Omaha. Josh in Colorado. Stephen McCook. We got a no-name texter in Berryton, Kansas. I don't know where Berryton, Kansas is at. Berryton. You ever heard of Berryton?
No. Never.
Mike in Lindsberg, Josh in Colorado, YouTube with us this morning. We have Jarrett on city campus, Tyler, Troy, age 57 in Rock County. Al, we got Bolt with us also. Phil in Elkhorn, Nels in Montana. Genghis in Hondo, Texas. Coach Brandon in Manhattan, Kansas. Mike in Ozark, Missouri. Good representation this morning from
Good.
The stool.
Good.
Chiming in
Good
from
job.
The roll call.
Good job.
That is sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, just south of 48th and Holdridge. Stop by today for billiards, darts, great food at EJ's Bar and Lounge. Sarah also has all sorts of events all the time. Events
yes.
are happening all the time. At Madsen's Bowling and Billiards, just south of 48th and Holdridge.
Story. They have a live polka band tonight.
Do they tonight?
Live polka band, yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
God.
The polka band will be great there at Madsen's. So last night we talked about the draft. Number one overall pick. No surprise, Cam Ward. There was big drama early on, though. There weren't many trades for a long time. But off the bat, after Cam Ward went number one overall, the Jacksonville Jaguars said, we're moving up. We're trading with the Browns.
Mm.
A lot of picks traded to the Browns to get Travis Hunter, not going to Cleveland, but ends up in Jacksonville in Duval with the Jags.
I've never understood the Duval thing.
That's the county that they live, that Jacksonville's in.
Okay.
They do the Duval
okay.
chant. But Travis Hunter is going to Jacksonville.
Okay.
A surprise there. As we mentioned before, Shedeur Sanders did not get drafted in the first round. Jackson Dart, the Giants trade back up late in the late 20s to get up, and they draft Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. So Shedeur Sanders will have to wait till round two, but Cam Ward first overall, and Jackson Dart goes in the late 20s to the Giants. Do you like that pick above Shedeur Sanders or not?
You like Dart, don't you, Bill?
Yeah, I like him a lot. I don't know which one's better. Honestly, if I was picking one, it would probably be Dart, but this only because I would say that I've watched him a lot more. And I saw him do some things. I saw him come back in the games injured. I do this. But Shedeur did a lot of great things, too. I just happened to have watched Dart with a lot more of TV time, and that's probably the reason for it.
See, there was that moment in the draft. It was a huge moment when the Giants traded to get the 25th pick.
Yes.
And then you thought, okay,
this is Shedeur's time.
Yeah, because they were going to take a quarterback no matter what.
Yep.
And it was either Dart or Shedeur. And then when they took Dart, you're like, oh, God.
Shedeur's not getting drafted first round.
And I actually legitimately felt bad for the family. Then I thought, okay, he's probably already made about, I don't know, he's made a lot of money, millions of dollars already. The family's going to be okay, I imagine. So he'll get picked maybe by the Browns today. The Browns need a quarterback, right?
They do need a quarterback.
If I were the Browns, I don't know exactly who's left, but you'd have to think Shedeur would be high on the list, right?
Probably so. He's the number one player available on Mel Kiper's board.
I don't know who else would it be? What other quarterback is it?
The three you heard was really Dart and Ward and Sanders. So it's got to be Shedeur.
Well, does it? That's the question, though. Does it?
I mean, you're not gonna pick Quinn Ewers that high.
No, there's got to be somebody else, but I don't know who it is. You just keep talking. I'll figure out if it's not Shedeur, who is it?
Some people thought that Shedeur would go 21st overall to the Steelers. No, they draft Derek Harmon, defensive tackle from Oregon instead. Oh, by the way, the Big Ten, 11 first-round picks, the most in the conference's history for a first round. 11 from the Big Ten conference last night.
Jeez.
Obviously a plus adding in a couple teams.
Yes, Oregon did help. Oregon had two players drafted in the first round. Penn State had two players first round, Abdul Carter, third overall to the Giants, and Tyler Warren, 14th to the Colts. Michigan had three players, Mason Graham, fifth to the Browns, Colston Loveland, the tight end, to the Bears, and Kenneth Grant to the Dolphins, defensive tackle. Ohio State had four players drafted, Emeka Egbuka, 19th to the Bucks. That was a curious choice, I thought. The Bucks are loaded at receiver. They took Egbuka in the first round.
They got some reason they must have thought he was best available.
Could have been.
The best part was after pick number two, Kiper had best available Shedeur Sanders. After pick number two, the best available, he never went. Like the next 30 picks, he was not the next
Kiper
one.
Kiper really likes him.
You were watched, so when the Giants picked Jackson Dart, you know, they're showing the montage of Jackson Dart trying to hype him up. This is the guy. Kiper spent the whole 3 minutes talking about. It should be Shedeur Sanders. I mean, Dart's good. Could be good. Shadur's better. Like he had some sort of vendetta here or some sort of.
I didn't hear that.
I don't know what it was, but he was like mad at that point. Why is Shedeur not going?
I didn't hear
that. How is he not gone yet? If you watch that clip, it's all about Shedeur, not about Jackson Dart. It's about why did Shedeur not get drafted now or before now at this point? It's very strange. And I love Kiper, too. I'm a big Kiper fan.
I'm a big Kiper fan, but when you have him, it's real simple. Kiper had him as the next best available from about pick four on, and he never went. And so that was it always made – if you have that up there, Mel's board, which I was looking at the whole time, right there was up there, best available was always Shedeur after about pick three or four. That's why it upset you. That's the reason why.
You're right. Oh, by the way, Shedeur will be the next quarterback picked. The ratings I see on ESPN are Tyler Shaw would be the right after him.
From Louisville.
Yeah, then Jalen Milroe, then Will Howard, then Quinn Ewers, then Kyle McCord. It really drops off. Then Riley Leonard, Dylan Gabriel. I'm gonna name all Curtis Rourke. Yeah. That's it. I'll stop there. Well, I'll get to 10. Max Brosmer. God, Max Brosmer. Yeah, Shedeur will be the next. Max Brosmer is Minnesota.
We have a take here on YouTube from Josh.
This tube.
He says, That's why the ABC broadcast with Nick Saban was 100 times better. I didn't watch any of that broadcast.
I caught a little bit of it, about twice. Once or twice
ABC
I caught it.
ABC broadcast.
So they had NFL Network, ABC, and ESPN. I just watched ESPN the
Me
whole
too.
Time.
I watched NFL Network, then I thought, where's Mel?
And Mel wasn't on ABC. Yeah. He's on ESPN.
Yeah. Well, I had the NFL Network, and I was – then when you turned it – I mean, I'm with Bill. Kuiper's incredible. Now, he got a little loose with that, all that quarterback history yesterday.
Yeah. It was a lot. He had a lot. It was impressive how he went through it all. Well, you can do that with every position, right? All of a sudden, somebody got drafted late and made an incredible run at things.
Yeah.
So
he did that. He took it to another level. Like, okay, we got it, Mel. You did all your research on that.
Keep naming quarterbacks, Mel, from the past.
Yeah. The ones that got underdrafted, you know, drafted later than you thought.
I think the teams that just impress you because they just always get it right. The Baltimore Ravens, they just sit where they're at, and they get great players every year. I mean, they had Kyle Hamilton a year or two ago, great player from Notre Dame. This year, Malachi Starks was seen as a potential top 15 pick, safety from Georgia. They just sit where they're at, and they get him at 27. They got that is one of the better players in the draft that they got just by sitting there and picking the best player available at 27. They just make smart, sound decisions every year in the draft. They don't reach. They get great guys.
By the way,
Malachi Starks.
Philadelphia probably does that too, right?
They do. Jihad Campbell
from
Alabama.
They have 11 SEC players in their two deep on defense. The Eagles, 11 SEC players on their two deep. You see what they're doing?
Yes.
But you say the Big Ten. So the Big Ten had a good night.
I thought, yes, they did. 11 players in the first round for the Big Ten. I thought maybe one of the fun moments of the night was obviously the draft was in Green Bay. They had Mark Murphy up there, the president and CEO of the Packers, doing a spiel, thanking all the fans for coming out. And it's been well known and documented that the Packers do not draft receivers in the first round. They haven't done it since 2002. Mm-hmm. And so you're in Green Bay. All these fans are, they need a receiver. They want a receiver. And he says, with the, you know, with the 23rd pick in the NFL draft, for the first time since 02, and the fans, they just start yelling, oh my God. The Packers select receiver Matthew Golden from Texas, and the place went wild. And this is, and that's why you do these events away from Radio City Music Hall, and why they've done this the last, you know, five, six, 7 years.
Way
it's so much better than having it in New York City. So much better. Just because when they would show the scene, it was like Woodstock.
It
looked like Woodstock to me. It was like, my whole time I'm thinking, like, I couldn't imagine just standing there 80 yards back in the middle of 1,000 people or thousands of people.
Yeah, I was,
There's
but it was a great scene. And the I never heard the song, the lead up song.
Pack, go.
But I never heard that little lead up song to it.
I had neither until I went there to Lambeau. And the Dolphins get crushed against the Packers on Thanksgiving.
It's sort of this modern song coupled with a traditional chant.
Yes.
Perfect.
You said you considered shoving someone.
Well, if we go back in time to Thanksgiving night.
I don't think it would have been fair,
but.
There was a kid that was between 8 or 9 years old that was standing behind me, and obviously I was wearing Dolphins gear. He's a Packers fan defending his home turf. Just chirping the whole game. Just chirp.
In your ear.
I'm like, listen.
If I shove you,
I'm probably going to jail.
Did you tell him, listen? Did you shake a finger, a stern finger at him?
I gave a look to
listen.
Him.
Listen.
His mom was encouraging him, by the way. His mother was right there encouraging. Yeah, get him. Get in his ear.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's kind of, I like it. I like that picture.
If they picked someone to get after that they could annoy, they got the right person.
I think
they
so.
Because Jake would be one that would get.
I turned back one time. It wasn't like
it gave him the look. The 8 year old. Was he 8 to 10?
8 to 10 years old. Yeah. Yeah. And he had it coming for him, but I didn't shove him at all.
He was 8 to 10. Okay, that's probably good.
I gave him a look.
You didn't shove the mom either, right?
Nobody got shoved. I gave him one look, and then I just kept focused the rest of the game because they didn't get to me. I would not let them win that battle. I focused on the result. The game got to me, not them. The game itself got to me, not the fans.
The other thing that got me was when Roger Goodell got up and talked about when the Bears pick was up.
Yes.
And they talked about Steve McMichael, who had just passed, obviously, and then he talked about sweetness. They talked about Walter Payton and that. Then they go to whatever pick, the Chicago Bears, and then they just booed him. Ah, I mean, yeah. They just booed him right after they just went over a couple
of all-time
greats that were just incredible for NFL. And as soon as that was over, they went to the Chicago Bears pick, and the Packer fans just booed him.
Those are smart fans. Yeah. Like, you're being polite here to what's happened here, but now that you're announcing the pick, yeah, now you get booed. I like that. Packers fans are smart.
Nothing beats the NFL.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
And they booed. They booed the Bears. Way the Vikings barely got booed. It really wasn't. It was the Bears. It was the Bears that got booed.
Yeah, the Vikings didn't get booed that much.
The Lions didn't either.
No, the Lions were a little bit, but nothing.
Yeah. One of the guys on ESPN said there's going to be a big boo here for the Vikings, but there really wasn't. I didn't miss that Bears one. But the NFL is where it's at.
That lounge they built was incredible. It was like, how big was that lounge?
It was huge.
It was like, it had to be massive. Like 70 yards long. I mean, everyone had their own little section like that, and then they would get announced, the ones that were at the event, and then it was like a maze, and then they had that little, was that brand new, where you put your hat on?
I don't.
In front of the camera?
I've never seen that before.
I've never seen it before. You just kind of get a hat, and they put it on and start walking. Yeah. Now they give them a chance. They stop.
Yep,
and they get the hat on, and they're in a mirror, but it's on TV. But they can see themselves, and then they head out from there. And I thought, again, NFL nailed that one too.
The NFL. I mean, I do the thing with the NBA and all that, but come on, the NFL is where it's at. I mean, is there anything even close to it?
Maybe you start watching more on Sundays than in the fall. You're admitting it's the Premier League.
I watch the best league there is. I would watch some of it. Yeah, well, I don't have Sundays off, so.
It was a fun first round.
It was.
Second and third rounds today, fourth through seventh rounds tomorrow, all from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
What time does it start? Is it an hour earlier, Jake?
It's early.
Is it, I think, 5 o'clock, I want to say.
And I'm assuming, do they have less time on the clock, do you think, Jake?
Yes.
I mean, things got to go.
Yes.
I mean, you're doubling up here. You're doubling on the numbers.
Yes, I think I'm going to go 5 or 6 o'clock. We'll get that confirmed. I don't see this right now.
Here, I got it. I got it.
But, round
two
and three.
What time does
draft start? I'm always curious. Like, so is a great turnout last night. Well, is the turnout going to be much less today for the draft? Like, it's not the first round anymore. Are we going to have half of Woodstock? You know, good crowd yesterday. Is it half of the people that show up? It's a Friday night.
It's a good question with what's going to be. I think Green Bay is so good. I think there's just people that made the trip there to be able to enjoy it. I always wondered, though, when you're going to Green Bay, there's not a lot of hotel options.
No.
I mean, there's not. So you're not.
Where do you stay?
I mean, I don't know where they're staying at. Probably if they're staying in Milwaukee.
And driving up.
And so it's a very unique setting. Also, it's you're in April in Green Bay. It can be awful cold yet.
Yep.
Last night looked like it was pretty good, but you can get some rough weather. I remember, you know, spring games in Madison when I was coaching there, like a foot of snow on the day of. So. But they caught some good weather, so that's a huge plus for them.
Shefty was wearing a sweatshirt. Tonight it's at 5 p.m.
Okay, so I was right.
Central.
5 p.m. Central time, NFL draft return resumes. So
rounds
there you go.
2 and 3.
There's your recap from round 1 when we come back. Aging gracefully with Sip is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.